The five cities competing for the 2012 Summer Olympics are making one last pitch to host the Games. They're doing whatever they can to edge out their competitors as the International Olympic Committee meets this week in Berlin. All the bidders say the Games could leave the important legacy that goes beyond sports. Andrea Bernstein of member station WNYC reports on how the three top contenders say the Olympics would remake their cities.
On their faces, New York, Paris, and London's bids look remarkably similar. But unlike the London and Paris proposals, which are backed by their federal governments with billions of dollars in taxpayer funds, New York's is privately funded, and that makes for some big differences. In New York earlier this year, NYC 2012 Executive Director Jay Kriegel took a group of reporters to a 26-floor studio overlooking the west side of Manhattan, near some of the most valuable real estate in the world.
I hope you've all had a chance to look out the window, where you'll see this abandoned stretch.
Seen from above, the Hudson Yards do look ugly. A tangled warren of rails and idle trains encased in a peeling gray concrete wall that goes four city blocks. If New York gets its way, all that would change. Rising over the rail yards would be an Olympic stadium. If approved, it would be the new home for the New York Jets, the anchor, Kriegel says, for a glittering new district of office and residential towers.
In fact, what we're doing is creating an entirely new neighborhood for New York, one that we believe over the next few decades will become just as famous as Times Square and Rockefeller Center.
New York City's mayor, Michael Bloomberg, sees the stadium as key to New York's economic future. Bloomberg, a billionaire media mogul turned politician, has faith in the power of capitalism to lift all boats, and the Olympic bid reflects that. 3,500 miles away, a different mayor, Ken Livingstone, is a socialist who's almost universally known as Red Ken. London's bid relies heavily on government funding to stimulate economic development in one of the poorest neighborhoods in London. Former Olympic double gold medalist Sebastian Coe is leader of the London 2012 bid.
Sport is important. It transcends so much of what we like to think of ourselves as and how we define ourselves. But yes, we are a broad bid. We want to bring, quite properly, we want to bring benefits to a poor community.
The bid is centered around Stratford, home to the terminus of the Channel Tunnel Railroad, still under construction. Ian Edmondson is the planner for London 2012.
So basically, here, we had, this is where the trains will pull up. This is your platform edge. So that way is Paris and Brussels and mainland Europe. In not much over 2 hours. And that way, central London, 7 minutes.
The hope is that the Olympics will connect this neighborhood to the rest of London. Part of the bid includes building a college, a school, and lots of affordable housing. Across the English Channel, Parisians are also vying for the 2012 Olympics. This is a city with a 150-year history of city planning, with a tradition of well-funded and well-functioning municipal services, like the Paris Metro. But even in this capital, there's hope the Olympics can remake large swaths of the city. In a rail yards in a northern neighborhood of Paris, city councillor Françoise de Panafieux hopes the Olympics will knit together the neighborhood she represents, until now bisected by these huge yards. Paris 2012 spokesman Jérôme L'Enfant describes these yards 10 years from now, home to the Olympic Village.
As you see, there are today warehouses and rail. There will be tomorrow a 10-hectare park. There will be houses. There will be schools. It will be a new city in the city of Paris.
And over the rail yards, solar panels.
You will have mirrors that will produce electricity, energy for the village itself.
Paris 2012 wants to create the world's first entirely self-sustaining neighborhood in the middle of a city, one that produces its own energy and recycles its own waste. Cities have a mixed record of carrying out their Olympic promises. In Athens, the host of the 2004 Olympics, some venues are already in disrepair. But for Barcelona, the Olympics was a chance to get on the world map, where it's remained. The IOC chooses a host city for the 2012 Olympics, in July. For NPR News, I'm Andrea Bernstein.
In Rome at this hour, black smoke is billowing from a chimney on the Sistine Chapel. It's a sign that the cardinals of the Roman Catholic Church have not elected a new pope. This is the second puff of black smoke since the cardinals entered the conclave. Their first vote yesterday also failed to elect a new leader. The cardinals are expected to meet again this afternoon for another round of voting. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.